Well, there seems to be this common thought around that those who do harmful things to others and oppressive things against others, well, they think they're getting away with something there, and they aren't. If you've been hurt or you've been demeaned or you've been put down by people that are proud and arrogant, who's going to speak out against any authority? Just wait on God, for his day is coming when he will settle that score. And so in chapter 5, 1 through 7 of Ecclesiastes, Solomon had wanted God's people to have a proper perspective of worship. And in this chapter here, 5, 8 through 12, Solomon wanted God's people to have a proper perspective of oppression. And he wanted God's people to realize that these oppressive people and that the acts that they do that are oppressive are not going unnoticed. And as Robert G. Lee used to say, there's going to be payday someday. And so God's people must not be shocked when they see oppressive things on earth, because those responsible are accountable and they will be miserable. Now, that term oppression is one that describes one who treats people unjustly, one who defrauds or extorts in a proud way. And the term describes one who wrongly and arrogantly defrauds or cheats people in an unjust way. And this type of person is not truthful, and they're evil. And you're going to have to notice that there are some ways that this oppression occurs. And first of all, it's by a denial of what is just, and then secondly, it's a denial of what is righteous. And that term just means that God views an oppressive act as being one in which a person who is in an authoritative position does not hand down a decision that God deems as right and just and according to his law. That term righteous means that God views this oppressive act as being a decision that is not straight and true and upright. So God expects leaders to make judgments, and if they do not make judgments based on his word and they twist or distort righteousness, that's an oppressive act. And so this word shocked is one that means one can see these things and marvel in a terrified astonishment. And so there's going to be an official judgment that goes on, and it's going to be pronounced by a higher official. Look at verse 8 with me of chapter 5. It says, if you see in a province the oppression of the poor and the violation of justice and righteousness, do not be amazed at that at the matter, for the high official is watched by a higher, and there are yet higher ones over them. And so that meaning there in verse 8 is that eventually those who are committing those acts and making those judgments that are oppressive, they'll discover that others who are more powerful than they are will do the same to them. And eventually such a one will receive a judgment from the highest official of all, and that's God. The words officials or higher officials may be in Hebrew a plural of majesty, referring to the triune God. In other words, those who are making unjust and untrue judgments will discover they will face Almighty God someday, and he who is carefully watching them will judge them. Leadership is serious business in the sight of God, and most people do not understand the weight or the burden of making a decision as a leader. So you must prayerfully and carefully try and analyze all that data from the Bible and decide what is just and true. And after you've looked at the biblical facts and then you look at the situation, you decide. It's lonely, it can be a heavy responsibility, but the leader who fears God will take it very seriously. That's a responsibility, and they'll realize that there'll come a day when they have to face the Lord concerning that. And then there's some hidden positives in acts of oppression. Look at verse 9. But this is gain for a land in every way, a king committed to cultivated fields. So the illustration here is one tied to agriculture. In this case, the poor of verse 8 would be those who worked the land and then were not given what was just or fair. And as a result, the land is cultivated, and that is an advantage for the king and the people and for the land. Cultivated land means food for the people. even though a king may be oppressive, if the land is being cultivated, it is still better than if it isn't, because cultivated land means food and jobs. And so we can rest in the fact that even in the midst of something negative like that, God will allow positives to happen.